Environment Virginia's Sarah Bucci says a new study ranks Virginia in the middle among its Atlantic coast peers, but leading in the southeast due to its successful leasing contract with Dominion Virginia Power.
The granting of funding from the Department of Energy for a 2-turbine pilot project. And state actions such as the inclusion of accelerated offshore wind development among the stated objectives.
Many more acres are available for development. The Southern Environmental Law Center's David Carr says Dominion is working on a small-scale project over the next 15 years, but Europeans have demonstrated that larger-scale projects can be completed in less time. He says the state should be more aggressive.
As the report notes, other states like Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Maryland are ready to move forward. If we want the clean energy and jobs, we need to move forward as well.
He says the build-out of the Virginia resource could provide up to 10,000 clean energy jobs. The group say the Virginia Energy Plan that's being crafted is the first opportunity to get more aggressive. They're calling on the governor to ensure that clean renewable energy, including wind, will be a significant part of it. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.